You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. 70 years ago this summer, Japan surrendered to U.S. forces, and that surrender marked the official end of World War II. For more than 300,000 U.S. women, the surrender also marked the end of their tenure with the U.S. aircraft industry.
I was in a plant and a swing shift, and the boss came out and said, "The war is over. You can all go home." We threw down our tools and never came back.
In the summer of 1945, Georgie Bright Kunkel worked in a Boeing plant in Chehalis. She drilled holes for the wing panels of B-17 bombers. Kunkel told Jeannie Yandel about her time as a Rosie the Riveter.
People said, "Well, gee, didn't you think that was special to do that?" But I always did whatever I wanted, you know. So, but it was interesting that I met so many young people, women who had never left their homes in Iowa or somewhere, all came all over the country to work. And it was exciting for them, you know. Women who never always had to be at home and never traveled. And here they were traveling from the Midwest and all over to the plants all over the country. It was a life-changing event for women.
So while you were at the plant in Chehalis, you met other young women who had come from the Midwest just to work at that plant in Chehalis?
Yeah, there were people from everywhere, and they recruited them from all over the country, and then paid, some of them got their way paid here, and they were excited to come here.
What did you think about that? That you got to meet women from all over the country just by working at this plant in Chehalis?
It was really a special time, you know, and I know it was war, but the side effects were pretty neat for women.
What do you mean by that? What were the side effects that were so neat for women?
The fact that they could get out of their houses and do things that they never did before. And they were considered people instead of just the wife of somebody. That was really a plus for me. I worked in the women's movement in the 60s for years and traveled all over the state and gave talks about women's rights and all, you know. And it did open up things for women. But the men considered women were working until the war was over. And some men accepted it pretty well, but some men resented women coming and taking men's jobs. You know.
Did you work with any men at the plant in Chehalis? Did you work with any men at the Boeing plant?
Yes, I did. In Chehalis, they only made wing panels. And there were two to a panel drilling. And I was at one end, and there was a fellow at the other end. And most of the young men were in the service, so it was an older fellow. And the boss came over one time, and he said, "Somebody's been drilling crooked holes. We didn't have a guide to help us get the, we had to eyeball it." And so he came over and had me drill first, and my were perfect.
What did you think about the fact that the boss came to you first to see if you were making a mistake? What did you think about that?
Well, that was common. That was common that men, you know, that just happened that way all the time.
I'm talking with Georgie Bright Kunkel, and we're talking about her time working in the Boeing plant in Chehalis, drilling holes in wing panels for B-17 bombers, and what happened after she was done with that job. On the day the war ended, she walked out of the plant with all the other workers, and she didn't go back. So once the war ended, what did you do?
Well, I was a teacher, and so I never intended to quit my teaching job. I just worked in the summers. So I worked 4 summers wrapped around 3 war years in different locations.
What do you think your time working at Boeing, those other summers that you worked during the war, what do you think that did for you?
Well, Chehalis was pretty isolated, and of course that opened it up. That opened our town up and our lives up to a lot of different kinds of people. And it gave us a broader perspective on life.
For you personally, what do you think it did?
Well, I got to raise my sights. And I wasn't going to stay in Chehalis all my life. I knew that. And I didn't, you know. And I got out. Chehalis is a nice little town, but I didn't want to stay there my whole life.
One of the things that I know you've been doing is trying to collect stories from other women who worked as Rosie the Riveters during World War II. What have you learned from them? What have you heard from them?
Well, all of these women were unique and independent. They're just fascinating women, and I've had them in my house. I've invited them here, and we've talked.
What's the thing that stands out in the stories when you think back on the stories that those women shared with you? What's the thing that stands out when you think about that?
Again, that word independence. They weren't afraid of anything, and they were entrepreneurial. You know, they had the spirit, and they're still going, some of them. And I urged them to tell their story and send it to the, you know, the museum or the history museum, because a lot of women's stories are going to be lost. Women never got in history, only infamous women. So it's been really wonderful to hear their stories.
Wonderful to hear Georgie Bright Kunkel's story, too. She writes for the West Seattle Herald. And, by the way, she's also a stand-up comedian. And happy birthday. Georgie just celebrated her 95th birthday. She spoke with Jeannie Yandel.